guys, I want to welcome you guys back to my podcast. I'm your host, Joanna Melina Hamilton, and this is officially my skincare routine. I told you guys that I'm giving you guys my brand new updated skincare routine. I'm so excited because I cannot wait to tell you guys all about my skincare routine. Now, with my skincare routine, I'm going to tell you guys step by step. Each time, I'm going to tell you guys the products I used and you know, how they've been working for me. And I cannot wait because I have to go to work. So, this is my skincare with me. Get ready with me for work edition. Because if you know, you know. I am big on skincare routines. I think it's very important to establish, one, your own skincare routine. Number two is to find you some affordable products. And number three is to save you some money. Because I'm telling y'all, my skincare routine doesn't necessarily change. I do tend to change on my products. But I'm trying to save the money. I'm sure you guys know about like inflation and skincare products going up and things like that. So I'm trying to save as much money as I can and utilize all my products. So I want to walk you guys through it. So I say welcome, sit back, enjoy, grab yourself a cup of tea, grab yourself some popcorn, because I'm going to tell you guys some of my skincare hacks or routines that I've been trying out or that I've been doing. So welcome. Thank you so much for listening, and let's get into it.
All right, if you guys are listening. So with my skincare, first comes like my routine. My shower routine, I do the same thing. I repeat the same process. So what I like to do for my shower routine is I tie up my hair. If you guys don't know, I'm on my life journey. My hair stays tied down, basically. So I gotta get my clothes out because I'm gonna take a shower. So outfit is gonna be some black pants and a gray shirt. I'm in the process of trying to find my room too while I'm talking to you guys, but outfit's gonna be gray shirt, black pants, and good thing I did laundry. That's also part of my skincare routine, washing my clothes properly, all that good stuff. Is part of my routine. I'm gonna give you guys a full cleaning video of my room coming soon. So get my clothes out. So, the second thing I get is my shower basket. And my shower basket is everything I'm going to use while I'm in my shower. I've been using the shower basket for a very long time. So I have my body wash, my Cetaphil, these Neutrogena Hydro Boost Exfoliating Cleanser. I have this feminine wash that I've been using from time to time. It's by VH Essentials Tea Tree Oil and Prebiotic Daily Feminine Wash Odor Eliminating Formula. So I use that. And then to brush my teeth, I use Sensodyne. And then I also have this foot scrubber thing that I'm going to use in my shower too. And I just switched my toothbrushes to a spoon brush. I have three different toothbrushes if you don't know. I have a microbrand toothbrush, a regular toothbrush, and I decided to get a spoon brush. So that is what's in my shower basket. Now, the first thing I like to do, because I'm outside of my shower, is I apply my facial cleanser. The cleanser I'm going to be using today is Cetaphil. Listen, this is my number one. And this is Dr.
doctors recommended. So I've been using this. This is like the only thing I really use on my skin. I sometimes go in with a cleanser, but not today. I use this one whenever I don't cleanse my skin. I take some and I just apply it out in my face. I'm telling you, applying your stuff outside of the shower for your skin is a game changer. And I just started doing this because I'm trying to, you know, take care of my skin. Make sure, you know, my skin is always looking right. My skin does get oily. It doesn't necessarily get dry. It just gets oily because I sweat a lot. But for those that don't know me, know that I'm big on hygiene. I think hygiene is something I want to talk to you guys about because that's important that you learn your own hygiene hacks and routines and stuff that's going to work for you. This has been a game changer. I apply it outside of my shower and I just basically let it sit. Now I'm actually going to do my full shower routine from start to finish, but this is just my face whole routine. So I like to go in with this and kind of massage it on my nose and my areas that get a lot of grease and stuff where I can get clogged pores. So I make sure I'm being very gentle. And I think just having a proper skincare routine is taking care of yourself. Because there's nothing like having a good shower routine and all. So let's get into it. Alrighty, so I got my towel, my shower basket, and I'm good to... My shower routine is roughly like 15-20 minutes. I feel like personally, if you don't spend 20 minutes in your bathroom, you just wasn't taking a shower properly and you missed a spot. I'm big on actually taking long showers. I do this every day. So it's 12:55. I'm probably gonna be out of shower by one something. I'm trying to be ready for work for 1:30, but we don't know if that's not gonna happen. So, or before 1:30, actually, if I can get out of my shower. There. So, next, what I like to do is. I come in my bathroom. I hang up my towel. I'm actually going to use my loofah. Not my washcloth. I don't use my loofah like that, so I can use it for today. And, my washcloth afterwards. So, because I need to exfoliate my skin. So, now that this cleanser's been sitting on my face, I kind of come in my bathroom after and just smooth it over on my face. I'm trying to make sure my skin is hydrated and is staying moisturized and is staying clean and is staying free of pimples and buildup. So, yeah. This stays on my face for a good, like, 5 to 10 minutes or so. I'm not exfoliating my skin because I'm using my loofah first and then my washcloth. And then all my skincare products in my bathroom that I'm going to be using. So, yeah, I'm going to use some of the feminine wash I told you guys about. Body wash I'm using is Olay for now, and then I got my spin brush and my toothpaste. I'm gonna put these right here.
food come out? What are you doing?
I'm about to bang.
How did your food come out?
Ow, it got wilted in my oven. So I put it in a bowl. I'm still gonna eat it.
You got what?
It got wilted in the oven. Big girl. No, my sister coming in out of that. Anyway, that's my salad too. I am big on taking a warm bath. I'm gonna stop taking hot showers. I think hot showers are bad for my skin. You know, you guys, just a little water. This first part is optional for my skin. But just getting the skin white. I kind of adjust the water. But I like to get my skin white. Tell me why I take some of my skin. My food ended up getting wilted in the oven, and I'll tell you about it in the next cooking video. Yeah, right now the first thing I'm going to go in with is the body wash. This is Olay. This is Moisture Plus. Moisture Ribbon Plus. Sorry. I'm going to use this a little bit on my lip gloss. A little bit on my brush wash. But I've been using this for actually half a year. You don't need that much. So. By the way, I like the soap up twice. Especially if I'm trying to take care of my teeth more. I definitely need to try to exfoliate. At least probably like once a week or something. I need to get another exfoliating cloth. But in my next And before I soap up the second time, then I'll go in with the feminine wash. Then I'm gonna take my washcloth. And I'm gonna put a little bit of my feminine wash on there. I don't put that much. With this one, you don't need as much. So I just put a little bit. And for me, it's all about oil prevention and keeping it clean. So I use it probably like twice a week, maybe. Got
my second lather. I still hope, because remember I told you I took a flight. I do is actually for me. I'm a little bit better because I've already exfoliated my skin. So. I know having a shower routine may sound, I don't know if it's new terms to people, but I'm always kept the same routine. I'm just gonna try to change it. I changed my product, but not my routine. I'm gonna rinse on my hair again. Always wear my skin. And then, because I want to cleanse my face, which I do quite frequently, not as much as I want to, but I do use this rinse brush that I got. And this helps really with my face. My skin care needs to be on point. So, all I do is wet it because I already have my cleanser on. And then I just use it on my face for a few minutes. It is rough on your skin, but after a while you learn used to get it and used to it. You know, I don't use it all the time, but I do use it some days because I use my Cetaphil. So, I'll be like this, and I can cleanse my skin. Because I want to lift up all the dirt and stuff. So that's pretty much it. I rinse off the nozzle thing now. Rinse it off thoroughly. And it stays in my bathroom, so this is where the nozzle thing can dry. And then every second's off. We get ready to do my mouth routine. And I did finding products that work for you that are affordable, that work, and that gives you the results you're looking for. Alright, so for my teeth, which is the last thing I do, I use Sensodyne because I have sensitive teeth. This is officially a skin brush, so I brush my teeth twice. Yes, I do. I feel stupid. I brush my teeth. Well, the reason I got a skin brush was because food gets stuck in my teeth, so I'm kind of redness from happening all the time. My toothbrush. I'm going to brush my teeth twice. Second time.
over my second brush. Last thing I do in my mouth care is I have a cup of Listerine right after I brush my teeth. Yes, I use mouthwash. That's it. I think I'm done with my mouth care. So by the time I'm done with my mouth care, that is when I'm hopping on the shower. I towel dry my face first because I don't want to have my face wet. So I pat it dry. Well, let me next and then. I get my face first. And then where's my skin? And then I wrap up my towel and I'm done with my shower routine. So in all actuality is not long, but shower routine is a part of my self-care. And I think establishing one that I do every day is important. Then I come out of my bathroom, I grab my basket. I don't leave none of my stuff in my bathroom. I put everything I use in this basket. I also make sure that my rag is washed out and rinsed out properly too. The time, and I kind of have to drive off my phone. What? It is 1:12. It's like 15 minute shower every day. I take way more than that, but 15 minutes tops. I feel like if you take a 15 to 20 minute shower, you showered well. 30, 45. Like, okay, you really in there. An hour, it might be like a bubble bath or soap or something like that. But other than that, you should be in your shower at least 15 minutes. 20, but 15 minute shower for me every day is good. I try not to take more than 15 minutes because I feel like I'm really in the shower. After I do all that, make sure to get the water off my feet, excess water. Grab my dirty clothes because I don't leave anything in the bathroom. Grab my basket and I'm out. I open my door for the bathroom to air out because in here it does get hot and foggy. So I open the door afterwards. So now is my actual skincare routine, which is how I get dressed. And that's next. Come downstairs, wash these dishes, pack my lunch for work, and then leave my house in about 15 minutes. So. My dirty clothes go in the pile. Because I've already put on my clothes and my laundry, all that other stuff. So,
$30 because. Now, for my skin, what I've been using, I don't know why I said it like that, but what I have been using is this combo. It's actually pretty simple. I started using CeraVe and moisturizing cream for my much dry skin. I use a little bit of this, less than a palmful, and a little bit of my Bath and Body Massage Oil Coconut Hibiscus from Shea Moisture. I just put a little bit there, and that's it. And this goes all over my skin in the space of like 2 seconds. What goes on my arm regularly is then I take a little bit more lotion and then I put some enough to cover my arms because my arms are breaking out. I think it's because my skin is dry. And then for my perfume, I go with my roll-on. For today, I touch up my wrists, a little on my neckline, and I do some on my ears. What's up? Oh, and I can't forget the last thing. Because I'm doing this key. So, yeah. I use, I've been using Degree for a while now. I got me some Dove, but I've been using Degree. So, I'm ready on after. And then I like to spray myself with the Sweet Pink perfume. Yeah. Just light. You know, because you want to make sure you go everywhere smelling, no matter what budget you want, okay? Like, this is budget friendly because I use the same products and I don't replace stuff until they are finished. That is my skincare routine from start to finish. And that's pretty much it. I get dressed and I have to get ready for work, so. Yeah, my skincare routine is basically budget-friendly, affordable, and I don't waste none of my products. I use everything until it's officially finished. Because, regardless of when things were expensive or not, I was not buying things like that. I always buy and have stuff put down, anyways, for my skincare, so. I just throw my clothes. That's it. I take off my scarf and my do-rag. This my hair is always staying covered. I try not to get my hair wet because it's starting my locks and stuff. So I want to keep it down. I basically want to keep this flat until I get it retwisted. So, yeah. Pretty much it. These black pants, sneakers, pack my lunch, wash these dishes, and I'm out.
Alrighty, so I will be getting ready for work, and I'll see you guys in my next skincare routine. And with that, you guys, I close out this podcast. This is my official routine for my skincare for 2023. I will see you guys in my next one. Be sure to check out my Instagram and subscribe to my YouTube channel. And bye.